But this is a time that you go to your U.S. senators and House of Representatives and you say, no, we are a free and sovereign nation. The treaty was signed with the expressed understanding that nothing could be done without our consent, and we bloody well don't consent.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Conversations of the Matter. I'm your host, Alex Newman, and we have an incredibly special guest, a returning guest. He's been on this program many times, one of the most interesting people and the smartest people that I've ever met. We're going to be talking about the World Health Organization, their giant power grabs that they are in the process of waging right now, efforts to hold these criminals accountable who unleashed all of this terror and misery on humanity during the so-called pandemic of the last 2 years. Also, he's got an incredible book that we've talked about before. There's so much to discuss and so little time. Dr. Richard Fleming, he's got a law degree, he's got a science PhD, and he's a medical doctor. I don't think I know anybody else on planet Earth who's got all three of those under his belt. It truly is a real honor to have you on the program. Dr. Fleming, thank you for joining us. And before we get into the WHO and what's going on with Dr. Fauci, you are involved in the tour against for the crimes against humanity. You and several others, people that we know, people that we've had on this program, Patrick Wood, Dr. Judy Mikovits, and one more, Reiner Fuhlmich, who we've also had on this program. You guys are touring the country calling for justice and accountability. Tell us what's going on. Where can people see you and why do they need to come?
Well, the why is the most important question, because this is providing solid information from all four speakers that the American public and the world needs to know about what has led to this pandemic for the last 29 months. Patrick Wood is going to talk about the economic information. Judy Mikovits is going to provide a behavior of Anthony Fauci that he's exhibited over decades that's admissible in court under the federal rules of evidence. Reiner Fuhlmich is going to talk about civil litigation that he's involved with. And my job is to wrap it all together, provide a history of biological warfare that's been used here, the gain of function that's developed these viruses and this virus, the crimes against humanity that have really occurred, so that people wouldn't have enough information to go to the state attorney generals and to demand that the state attorney generals do their job, have grand juries convene to get indictments on these individuals to hold them criminally accountable.
Yeah, and you guys aren't playing, Dr. Fleming. You guys are seriously advocating for indictments and prosecutions, and you're saying that actual crimes were committed and that these people need to be held accountable.
Oh, absolutely. I've been telling people this for a little bit more than 2 years now, that I'm not playing around with this. These are serious charges. I've provided on FlemingMethod.com now the middle tab talks and shows the indictments. People can download the letter of indictment that I've written to submit to the attorney generals. There is a video deposition of me under oath, approximately 50 minutes under oath by a court reporter, taken by a real attorney that has appeared before the Supreme Court of the United States and won. And then the book is COVID-19, a bioweapon that lays out the information. It is time to get really serious about this. Look, the attorney generals have an obligation in each and every one of the states. We know it's not going to happen federally, and we know that all the state AGs may not jump up and down and go for this, but there are a number of them that are very interested in this at this point in time. If the people take this information to their attorney generals and say, do your job, we want a grand jury convened, then it's up to the grand jury. Now, I don't see how in the world the grand jury could not want to indict these people, but the process here is a grand jury to look at these crimes and then to begin the investigation, discovery, to start pulling out the stuff that these people have been hiding. It is very clear that Anthony Fauci lied, committed a felony before Congress, and Senator Dr. Rand Paul asked if NIAID is convening or doing any research on coronaviruses. I've got the patents. I'm showing it. It's in the book. I'm showing it during the presentation. It is time for the American public to step forward. This is not about you or me or anybody else who's out there just doing routine things. This is about what we're doing for our children and our grandchildren. It's time to hold these people accountable. If they can defend this in court, let them come and defend it in court. I've issued a challenge to Anthony Fauci in person. I've sent him emails. It's on the website. for him to appear in Tampa on the 19th of June to defend the position of gain of function, the lack of physicians being able to treat patients, the coercion of individuals for the drug vaccines, and the violations that have occurred. This is his opportunity to come forward. If he's genuine as a scientist, this is his opportunity to make his case to the American people. If he doesn't make it there, he's going to get to do it in court.
Fantastic. I can't tell you how excited I am about this, Dr. Fleming. One of the other things that I saw that you have been talking about recently, and I was just flabbergasted by how clear the data was the CDC data showing the surge in mortality right around the time that the injections were being administered, and not before that, not when we were being told that people were dropping dead in the streets and the ERs were flooded with COVID patients. Tell us what the CDC data shows in terms of death.
Well, actually, the CDC data does show that those excess deaths began before the vaccines. They began on the heels of the masking. So I've taken the CDC data and their own data on the excess deaths that have occurred. They're not occurring due to pneumonias. They're not occurring to infectious disease. They are occurring due to the inflammation of blood clotting that I've been talking about since 1994 and prion diseases. And we show this in the presentation that the excess deaths begin on the heels of masking and then continues up when the drug vaccines are given. We know that the drug vaccines have basically put pressure on the virus for the variants to occur. And so what we saw up front was that the people who were unvaccinated had more of those excess deaths than the vaccinated did. But that was because the vaccinated had a slight advantage going after the Wuhan HU1 spike protein. But because of that pressure selection that's been encouraged by the vaccines, what has happened over months is that now what we see are the vaccinated people who were so dependent upon Wuhan HU1 with the new variants, it's the vaccinated people that are showing the excess deaths. And that's what the Walgreens data shows. So it all makes complete sense. That initial benefit that might have been seen, that statistically didn't even show up in the EUA documents, now proves to be a disadvantage for the vaccinated people. And they're calling on boosting. It's very clear. You track the CDC data out, they've done a great job of providing the information that shows the masking and the vaccines have produced excess deaths resulting from inflammation and blood clotting. So heart disease, strokes, high blood pressure, diabetes and cancers, those types of diseases and prion diseases, Alzheimer's diseases. And when you look at it, it's 45-year-old Caucasians that have been vaccinated that are showing the excess deaths. I mean, the data sits there and it confronts what's going on. They have basically given the best evidence for a court of law.
All right, let's just play devil's advocate here for a moment, Dr. Fleming. Couldn't these people just all be total idiots? I mean, isn't it possible they just have no idea what they're doing and they really did have good, I mean, maybe these aren't crimes. Maybe they're just incredibly stupid.
Well, okay, so intent. Did they intentionally do something? Did they knowingly do something? If you look at the emergency use authorization documents and you analyze them, and I've done this in several presentations where I've taken the data from the emergency use authorization documents and said, is there any statistical difference? That's how science does it, between the people who were vaccinated and the people who weren't vaccinated, who either died or developed COVID. The answers are very clear. The Pfizer data shows no benefit. The Moderna data shows no benefit. The Janssen data shows a slight benefit at 2 weeks, but at 4 weeks, no benefit. That is compelling. They've got the data in front of them. They use that to start the vaccine. So they can't pretend they don't have that data. You know, if they're going to play scientist, Mr. Science, then act like you understand science and do the statistical analysis. There's been no benefit from this. The Johns Hopkins data shows the benefit that occurred was 90% of the benefit that occurred was voluntary social distancing by people when they were sick, and better hand washing techniques, of which I keep telling people, look, I've been watching men in bathrooms all my life. Guys, wash your hands. For the love of God, learn to wash your hands, okay? That's it. Voluntary distancing, hand washing. It's pretty compelling. It's not like this is an overnight thing. We're on month 29. month 29. This is where you stand up and you say, if you were one of my students, one of my medical students, and you kept doing something to a patient, and it wasn't improving, I would expect you to be intelligent enough to come back to me and say, Dr. Fleming, this isn't working. We need some help. We need to do this differently. Okay, and this is month 29. If these are the rock stars, wow, we're in sad shape, number one. But number two, they're not getting the messages. They're not paying attention to the science. And you have the FDA sitting there saying, we won't know what this does to the kids until we do it to the kids. Okay, that's not a scientific approach. That's what they did in Nazi concentration camps. We won't know what this happens. Do we do it? Let's go do it. Okay, these are our kids. Start defending and standing up for your kids, people.
Yeah. And many of these same people that were involved in all of this that we're discussing are now engaged in what seems to me to be another giant power grab. They're making these amendments to the international health regulations that would even remove the language requiring the consent of the target government, the target nation for these types of declarations. And then they're following on the heels of that with this proposed international pandemic treaty that they're all basically in agreement needs to further strengthen the WHO, further empower this organization to kind of protect people from themselves and from health. And now they're saying, you know, climate change is a health issue, racism is a health issue, gun violence is a health issue. What are they doing at the WHO and how concerned should Americans be, especially since the Biden administration is one of the driving forces behind this?
Okay, well, several things. First off, treaties are the supreme law of the land. The founding fathers agreed in Article 6 of the Constitution that, you know, looking at Great Britain, they never honored their treaties. So in the United States, if it's a treaty, it's a supreme law of the land. But what does that require? That requires that the president sign it and Congress ratify it. Now, the Supreme Court has said there's three major things that are important in treaties: declarations, reservations, and understandings. They each have different meanings. Declarations, if they declare something, it has no impact on the treaty. However, Congress has the right to modify a treaty with expressed, stated reservations or understandings. So let me read to you from the 1948 document that signed this World Health Organization treaty under Section 5. This is only two pages and one paragraph. And on the last page, it says Section 5, in adopting this joint resolution, the Congress does so with the understanding that nothing in the Constitution of the World Health Organization in any manner commits the United States to enact any specific legislative program regarding any matters referred to in said constitution. Okay, when they signed that, they said, it's our understanding this doesn't require the United States to do diddly squat. And the 2005 document that came out with also that I show in these presentations goes one step further, that it actually states, the government, so 2005 regulations, and again, I don't know why the elected officials aren't going on this, but I'm pointing it out here. These are the documents. On page 60, it states, the government of the United States of America reserves the right to assume all obligations under the regulations in a manner, quote, consistent with the fundamental principle of federalism, unquote, which means the federal government, federalism means, under the U.S. Constitution, that what is specifically given to the federal government under the Constitution is the federal government's. However, Amendment 10 states, if it's not specifically stated and healthcare is not specifically stated, that power belongs to the people and the states. It doesn't belong to Joe Biden. It doesn't belong to whoever the president is. It doesn't matter if it was Donald Trump. It would not belong to President of the United States. It does not belong to the Congress of the United States. It belongs to the states and the peoples. So when they are trying to play this end run, I tell people, if the Congress of the federal Congress, U.S. Congress, allows the president to do something, then he has that power. So ladies and gentlemen, this is time not only for you to get to your state, your governors and your state attorney generals and tell them to convene a grand jury to indict these people. But this is a time that you go to your US senators and House of Representatives and you say, no, we are a free and sovereign nation. The treaty was signed with the expressed understanding that nothing could be done without our consent. And we bloody well don't consent. You know, Johns Hopkins showed 90% of the benefit was voluntary distancing and hand washing. Now, I suppose if WHO wants to say we should all do better hand washing and socially distant, you know, stay home when you're sick. Well, I don't think we need the WHO to tell us that, do we? I mean, haven't your parents been telling you that since day one? I mean, I know I've told people that as a physician for decades. You know, if you're sick, for the love of God, stay home. Don't spread it. And learn how to wash your hands, for crying out loud. The WHO doesn't have authority over the United States. Our treaty law, as affirmed by the Supreme Court of the United States, is very clear. If there is an expressed understanding or reservation made, that controls the treaty. And we entered into the World Health Organization with the expressed understanding that none of this demands that the U.S. do diddly squat. Again, that's maybe the best legal term for people these days, because I'm thinking I'm talking to second graders who have been elected here, because they don't seem to want to go out and do their job. You know, why is this falling on a physicist, nuclear cardiologist, attorney to do the job of the elected people? Okay, I'm a U.S. citizen. It's my job. But okay, now it's time for the people to step up. Make these elected people, make these appointed individuals. By the way, if you violate a treaty and you've taken an oath of office, you've committed treason.
Wow. Intense. Very, very intense, Dr. Fleming. We've only got a couple minutes left, but I want to ask you, two things. First of all, what can normal Americans who are watching this program at home and they're concerned and they're angry, but they don't know what to do. What could they do? Give us some ideas for concrete actions that people can take. And also, where can people find the Crimes Against Humanity tour? How can people come out and see you guys and support your work?
Right. So the second one first, just go to Crimes Against Humanity Tour, make it all one word, .com. You know, we just did Phoenix. We're going to be in Houston on the 21st of May, in Minneapolis on the 28th, at Atlantic City on the 4th of June, Dallas on the 11th of June. By God, if you're in Dallas, Texas, you'd better be showing up, because this is my home city and I expect you to be here. And Tampa on the 19th of June, where Fauci has, this is his opportunity to show up. We're going to televise that one. You need this information to have solid, concrete information about what's really going on. Because knowledge and power is a really good thing to have, where you could show this information. I'll make some of these CDC slides available for your viewers. And the other thing is to go to the website, FlemingMethod.com, look for letters of indictment, download that letter that I've provided. It gives links. You can send a letter off to your state attorney generals. You know, the more you insist that they do their job, this is a win-win situation for the AGs, right? The attorney generals. Look, if they don't want to pursue this, they can dump it onto a grand jury. If the grand jury says indict, well, they did their job, right? It's not on them, it's on the grand jury. And then guess who gets to take and deal with this in the end? Wait a minute. We the people. I remember that somewhere. Yes, that was in the Declaration of Independence, of which 2/3 of it came from my family documents, and the other third from the British people of the 1600s. We the people are the ultimate deciders still in the United States, and the people around the world are waiting for us. They are waiting to see what we do. This is the country that determines the outcome of the fate of the world. We have never had more power, more responsibility, and more power as citizens of this country than we do today.
Couldn't agree with you more, Dr. Fleming. I want to thank you so much for all of your work. Thank you for coming on the program and sharing your insights with us. And thank you so much for this tour. I hope the folks out there will go and check you out. Your website, FlemingMethod.com, right? FlemingMethod.com?
Yes, and go to Letters of Indictment. All you have to do is click on the link. It'll download the letter for you, mail it into these people, put your own little letter to it that says, I want you to look at this information and convene a grand jury to hold these people accountable for what they've done.
Fantastic. All right, folks, you heard Dr. Fleming. These are serious times. They call for serious action. Get involved. Go check out the websites. I'm Alex Newman. Thank you so much for watching Conversations That Matter. Go to thenewamerican.com. Stay tuned. We will be back with much, much more. Thanks again for watching. Till next time, God bless you all.